Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God save me. High out here on drugs and wildin' out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Amen, amen. Yes, this is Man Up the Movement, and this is the call to prayer for all my brothers, all my friends, all my fellow laymen. My brother, it's way overdue. We have wasted too much valuable time. And I'll be the first one to stand here and say, I am guilty as you are that I could do better, that I could have done better, but I will do better now. Will you join me? Tonight, Man of the Movement is calling you to become the man of prayer. Man of the Movement is calling to you to be the man of righteousness, the man that stands forward and knows that a man that prays stays connected to God. See, no matter your title, your position, your education, we all need to unite in prayer, and not next week, right now. And I want to say this, just no matter how many show up, how many is on the line, it doesn't matter. Who God sent to pray is who's going to pray. And we ain't going to be sitting around playing all day. We're going to go about our business. We start when? Now. So we can end now. But we are asking you, all of us, to follow the Holy Spirit and pray through the scriptures and from the word of God so that we can heal together. We can be delivered together. And we can set the captives free together. Our structure here is to follow the seven steps of prayer. Number one, that we abide in Christ the vine. Number two, that we pray in faith. Number three, that we stand on God's word. Number four, that we pray in the spirit. Number five, that we persevere in prayer. That's one we need to talk about. Number six, that we use different types of prayer. Remember, we don't want to be repetitious. And to follow and flow in God's love. Yes, my brother, today is the day that we stand, that we deliver, and we will pray. I'm excited. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. We have made it over. We are not where we used to be. We don't have to even think about what it used to sound like, look like, or even actually be like. But what we can do is stand in a different position, knowing that we can be effective. That's the word for tonight, that we can be effective. As we communicate with one another, as we use passion, as we use God's love, favor, and his purpose, we come together for individual inspiration, but also collective inspiration. Why you say that, Pastor E? Well, we want you to know that, first of all, in the system that prayer is necessary, it's necessary in prayer that you know you're not alone. See, prayer is just simply expressed. Prayer is just communication with God. Just like other types of communication, prayer is a two-way process. Oh, my God. See, in this process, we enjoy fellowship with our Heavenly Father, and our relationship with him strengthens. If you're here to receive a house, a car, whatever it is, you're in the wrong place. This is where we're coming to communicate with God, that we can hear clearly on how to become good men, how to become good husbands, how to become good fathers, how to become good grandparents, how to become good entrepreneurs and businessmen, how to become effective men. See, the thing I'll tell you, and I will shout this from the mountaintop, is that God greatly desires our time. Not just once a day, not just, he desires and, watch this, requires our constant time with him. I love it that the Bible gives us the word of unceasing. It means that I can still be praying with God and having communication with you. I can still be going through a business plan and still be communicating with God. See, you heard me say this before. I don't do nothing without him because I fail. And flowing in our private time with God should be a continued communion with him throughout the day. He invites you to sit. He invites you to be a part. Watch Matthew 11, 28, 30. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean from me. Watch this. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11, 28 and 30. See, it's absolutely necessary that we know that spending time with God is the purpose of prayer. We want to experience God's presence in our fellowship together. We want to experience God's presence in our teaching and in our learning from one another. We want to experience God's presence in all areas of our lives. You cannot have a marriage without God's presence. You cannot have you cannot raise children without God's presence. You cannot keep a good job without God's presence. Oh yeah, he'll give you one. And ain't nothing promised. Y'all better listen. But to keep everything God give you, it's crucial that you pray throughout your walk. See, it's through prayer that we draw from God's supply, not our own, how we get from God's resources, not our own, how we grow in God's grace. And watch this. It becomes evident around each and every one of us because soon we meet each other. We see the grace of God. I'm not even looking at the board who's on tonight right now because I just shut it down. God said, no, speak this word tonight. Don't look who's here because who's here is supposed to be here. And watch this. You have to know that you have a purpose in prayer to ask and to receive daily from God. See, he promises in his word that he will answer our call. Jeremiah 33:3. As we pray for ourselves and others and receive answers to prayers, we become witnesses of what God can do in our lives. See, you should pray, my brother, with expectation. Write that word down. You should pray with expectation. And you should know when you pray, you can receive. Watch Philippians 4:13. You pray for personal and family needs. James 5:16, we pray for each other. Ephesians 16:18, we pray for the saints everywhere. Romans 15:30, don't worry, I'm going to go back over again. Romans 15:30, ministers of Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:11, we pray for Christian workers. 1 Timothy 2:1-3, we pray for the leaders and those in authority. Matthew 9:38, we pray for more workers. See, and you must know that when you pray, you get the results of your prayer. I heard in the spirit somebody said, why? Because it's no longer your will. See, when you pray for personal and family needs, that's not for houses and cars. No, that's for good health, sound mind, and peace. When you pray for each other, you're not asking God to give somebody else better than you. No, you're asking God to give everybody the same. That as I pray for myself, I pray for others. Then you go to another level and you say Ephesians 16:18, that no, it's everybody. 6:18, excuse me. That's everybody. Everywhere. Romans 5:15-30, that it's the ministers of Christ. We have to pray for each other. We're called, my brothers, that we are praying for each other, that we can call the lost in prayer. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto himself. We're going to look at some steps over this this season of January. We're going to look at the purpose of prayer. We're going to ask questions. What do you think the primary purpose of prayer is? We want to know that first of all, do you know where you must stand? Where's your position? Do you believe in answered prayers? We're going to explore the prayer of faith. We're going to see if you can meditate on that. Do you stand on God's word when you pray? Do you really believe that prayers avail much? Can you pray in the spirit? Can you persevere? Can you actually understand different types of prayer? I can help you right now. You write these down to know faith, agreement, supplication, praise and worship, consecration, commitment, and intercession is the way to stay sound with God. And you know that in that prayer of consecration, we're saying that we are not certain of God's will for us. Because guess what? It's no longer our desire, but it's his desire. And have you ever done a self-evaluation? Because we can't continue to say we're having a call for prayer, but some people don't know how to pray. Some people are wondering how to pray. And you know that there is power in prayer, but nobody's ever broke it down so uniquely that you say, wow, the light went off. Because just like you, I asked the question, do you know the reason for answered prayers? Do you know the primary reason for unanswered prayers? You have to know the to and the fro. You have to know the in and the out. You have to know the reasoning. And if we're going to do this, and I hear the God speaking so clearly to me that in 2021, he is raising up an army of prayer men from this network. And you may never know I had anything to do with it or you had anything to do with it, but we're going to know that it's for his glory. But we're going to do it the right way. And then finally, we're going to really, really talk about flowing in God's love. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was apprehensive to go there because, like, okay, we're going to lose them. Most of them are this. Well, he already shared with me that when the Lakers are playing, when the home teams for somebody's playing, that you're probably going to lose numbers and you're going to still get them to pray with you later because they listen to the archives and things like that. He says, no, but this is the structure I'm giving you for 2021. So as we pray, every week, it may not be me. I know right now I've been on assignment to christen this teaching, but to also share with some other ministers in training with me to come and teach too. The Now Network is where you learn how to teach. The Now Network is where you learn how to speak. The Now Network is where you learn to get the butterflies out, because I'll tell you, we've had brothers come on here that's from big pulpits and act like they ain't never did nothing for nobody in public before. Blows my mind. But this is the place that God has given you to grow. Utilize it, use it, and just take it to the next level. So gracious Heavenly Father God, we come before you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by selfishness, it's not by agenda, but it's by your will to be done on earth right now as it is in heaven. We pray for unity. We pray for continuity. We pray for oneness, that, Lord, we're here to lift you up, but also here to communicate that we can hear the same, that we can see the same, and that we can do the same. We thank you, Lord, that it's not a vain repetition, but, Lord, this is a living word spoken from each and every one of us because we desire more of you. We thank you, Lord, that you're not letting us hide under the rock anymore. We thank you, Lord, that you're not letting us just do it our way anymore. We thank you, Lord, that you're moving in and holding us accountable to structure and obedience, and we glorify that. I thank you right personally right now that in this house you have set a standard that will not be broken, that will not be lost, and will not be forgotten, because we will serve you. We will lift you up, and we will glorify your name. But now we pray for each ear that is under the sound of my voice, that as we pray for love, we pray for joy, we pray for peace, but we pray for deliverance, for every little thing, for every big thing, for every middle thing. We understand sin is sin. So, Lord, we take off the graph of who's sinning more, but we're just sinners. We have fallen short of the glory of your grace. But, Lord, today we will not go back. We will not return. We will not eat vomit. We will not curse you ever again, but our lives will be representation of the grace and the favor that you've given us because of your sacrifice. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If there's nothing else I can say, it's just thank you. Oh, for that, yes, thank you. Yes, for that, thank you. See, sometimes, brother, when you're hearing God speak, you ain't always got to tell everybody. Oh, just say thank you. Some things are between you and God in prayer. That's why it's intimate. Thank you, Lord, because he's steadily dropping in me. And I just want to keep saying thank you. I just want to keep saying I glorify you. I just want to say I magnify you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. But now bless my brothers that they grow. Bless my brothers that they sow. And bless my brothers that as harvest is opening up for them right now, that you're taking away all of the negative and filling it with the positive, that we will magnify you in our fellowship together and in our trust together and in our confession of our sins. We're not perfect, but we want to be righteous because of the footsteps that you have set for us to go in that direction. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. And I give you the praise. In that name that's above every name, Jesus Christ is Lord. I ain't going to throw you under the bus tonight. If you want to pray, dial 1. Come on in. Let's go. And let's flow. If not, if that's been enough for you and you're satisfied tonight, that's good too. Jesus, I'm praying for you. Oh, yes, you're praying for me. That means we are praying. Amen, amen. It must be something wrong because I see that Minister Cherry was on here and dropped. I see Minister Curtis. I see you, my brother. I see you, Pastor Dwayne. And as I say, every week ain't for everybody to pray, and sometimes it's just maybe time for me to give a word of instruction and to where we go from here. Amen. Give you a couple more seconds as the Lord sparks you to pray. Dial one. Amen. Now, since our brothers have taken a seat this week and are resting, we're going to open it up for any of our female covenant partners that would like to pray us out of here to dial one, and you better hurry up and dial one quick. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. Come on in, Mr. Terry. Wait, wait, hold on. Hold
praise
on, Mr.
God.
Terry. Wait. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Pastor Dwayne, come on.
Father God, we just come before you right now, Lord, with a heart of repentance. Lord, we ask you, God, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our not doing right. Forgive us for the things that we know. That we know we're supposed to do, but we don't do. Father God, forgive us for our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us for not studying your word. Forgive us, Lord, for not taking the time out to give you praise and honor. God, we just want to repent right now, God. Lord, we thank you for what you do in our lives. We thank you for the little things. We thank you for the small things. It's not the big things, but God, we thank you for the small things. We thank you for giving us the chance to breathe again. We thank you, God, for giving us the chance to open up our eyes again. We thank you, God, for giving us the chance to touch, to feel, to smell, to touch, to talk, to eat. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you do for us, God. We just want to give you glory, God. We just want to magnify your name. We want to magnify how good you are. God, you are a wonderful God, God. All day you kept us. All day you kept us. All day you kept us from dangers and hunger. God, you kept us from not being homeless. God, you kept us from not getting fired on our job. Lord, you kept us, God, for not doing something stupid today. God, you kept us for not cussing today. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our life. Lord, I would not let this hour go by without giving you glory, without giving you honor. You need to be lifted up. You need to be glorified. You keeping my household together. You keeping my mind together. You keeping my insanity together. For that, God, I want to glorify you. I want to lift you up, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you have your hand of protection on everybody, Lord. Everybody, God. Even in the protesting, God, you have your hand on everybody, God. Don't let nobody get killed. Don't let nobody get hurt. Don't let nobody get paralyzed. Don't let nobody get poisoned. Don't let nobody get raped. God, even though they're going to protest, God, I pray right now for the city right now, God, that they didn't find no fault with the officer. God, I pray right now, God, that you keep that family in perfect peace. Lord, don't let the city get burnt up again, God. Lord, I pray right now that you dispatch word to Racine right now, God, that the city of Racine won't tear down their property, that they won't tear down the streets, that they won't tear down the buildings, that they won't tear down the stores, that they won't burn their own houses. Father God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you, God, that you will cover them, God, that you will cover that city, God. God, I'm praying right now for the city of Washington, God, even around the White House, God. God, put a hand protection there. God, you got Christians there that confess that you are their Lord and Savior. God, make them do the right thing. I know you don't make nobody do nothing, but God, my prayer is that you would make them do the right thing, God. You would make them do the right thing, God, that they will acknowledge you, God, that they would do righteous by you, God, that they won't do any dang harm to themselves or to anybody else, God. That's my prayer. God, I ask you right now, God, as you forgive me of my sins, as you forgive me of my wrongdoing, God, I ask you, God, to look over them, God. Look over them, God. However this election go, however this turn out to be, God, God, you get glory in it. You get the glory in it, God. Don't let nobody else get the glory in it, God, but you get the glory in it, God. Whatever go on in Racine, God, I ask you right now, God, you get the glory. Don't let nobody else get the glory, God, but you get the glory, God. That's why we pray. That's why we come together. God, we come together to pray that your will be done. We come together to manifest your name, not our ability, not our name, not our hidden agenda, but we come together, God, to pray that your will be done, God. Lord, let your will be done, God. Let your word come to manifest. Let everything that you desire, God, to come to pass. God, we stand in the gap of repentance. Now, God, we know that you received our repentance. Now, God, we get asked, Lord, show your grace and your mercy. Show your grace and your mercy, God. Show your love and your compassion. Show your love, God. Let your love flow through the airway, God. Let your love and your peace flow through the airway, God, that we won't hear no bad report. We will hear that you turned out and you showed out. Let it be a revival in Washington, God. All them peoples down there, God. All them peoples down there, God, protesting, trying to protest for another man. But, God, let a revival break out. Let a revival break out. They went down there to protest, but they went down and they met you. They met Jesus. They met the Holy Ghost. They met the Righteous One. God, let them glorify you, God. Turn it around, God. Let it be a wild revival in Washington, D.C., God. Let it be a wild revival in Racine, God, as they protest right now, God. Let it be a revival, God. Let them go down there thinking that they're going to do this, but it turned around, God, that they glorify you, God, that they coming together as mans, because there's going to be women and children down. The mans come together, God, and start praising you, start worshiping you. They want to preach. Let them preach you, God. They went down there to preach the other doctrine, but change the doctrine around that they're preaching, glorify you. Lord, that's our prayer, God. That's what we're asking in this hour, God. Let your will be done. We give you all the glory, all the honor, in Jesus' name. And let the body say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Terry, come on.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just want to come to you and humbly say, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the men that are on the line tonight praying. Praying to you, Lord, to continue to lead them as head of the household, Lord, under you, God, under your name, Jesus. Father, we pray that all of us, as we leave here, we have our strength and our hope. We continue to strengthen those that need to be built up and strengthened on the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up. Father, you said if we lift you up, all men will be drawn unto you. And Father God, I just pray that all men are drawn unto you. And Father God, as we know, as men are drawn unto you, women and children will follow in Jesus' name also, Father. Father, we just thank you for the men that came out tonight. They took time out of the 24 hours of today that you have given us. Just to praise you, Lord, just to give you thank you, just to thank you in the midst of what's going on in our world right now, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that none of us lose focus. We don't lose focus on what's going on in the world, Father. We don't lose focus on the things that's going on with us. That we just praise you, Lord. We just lift your name up and praise you over our circumstances, Lord. We praise you over the world's circumstances, Lord, because we trust in you. We trust in you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. We lean not on our own understanding. Lord, we thank you for getting us into a new year, 2021. A new year, Father, that new things can be done. You are not doing nothing new, Father. You're done, finished, and complete. But, Father, you want us to do something new. You're doing something new within us, Father. New within us, new hope, new vision, new ideals, new dreams, Father. So in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that we all have the dreams, visions, ideals that we can help one another. We can help one another to come as victory in Jesus. We all have a Father in your Son, Jesus. So, Father, I pray that we walk and operate in love and victory, the victory of the Christ that's within us. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray in this season, Father, as we are doing new things, Father, we just lift our hands and praise you and thank you. Because, Father, we know this is not of us. All we can do all things through you, Father, who strengthens us. Without you, Lord, we know we can't do nothing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just say thank you. I humbly say thank you, Lord. I praise my hand and lift you, lift my hands and say thank you, Lord. I bow on my knees, Father, to worship you because I know, Lord, that you live within me. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And I pray for all of us that's on this line, for men, women, and children. I pray, Father, that we continue to die of this flesh. But, Father, we know when we die of this flesh, we can operate in spirit, and, Father, we can operate in love. Not love of the world, but the love that from you, Father. The love that flows unconditionally. The love that loves one another. The love that won't judge one another. The love that will get up and pray for one another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we take our prayers off of us. We take our prayers off the problems of the world. Father, that we just lift you up and pray to you that your will be done. Each day, your will be done, not our will, Father. In the name of Jesus, I just petition my prayers to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Father. We praise your name over the world circumstances. We give you glory, Father. We just thank you. Hallelujah. And, Father, I thank you again for the men. I thank you for the men that's pouring prayer, pouring out their heart to you. Pouring out their heart to you, Lord. Pouring out their heart to you over the things of the world because we believe and trust in you. And, Father, I just thank you for placing men under you, men as head of the household, God, men, women, and children. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray we continue to be in order. We continue to line up with your word. We continue to do our will. In your son Jesus' name, Father, I just say thank you, Lord. You're being good, Father. We have to just say thank you, Lord. We're going to thank you, Father, over circumstances because we believe and we love and we trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's almighty name, Father. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. And let the church say amen. Just lift your hands. Watch this.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. And let the church say amen. Family, in closing tonight, God answers prayers. See, you have to know the word. Here's another power word for you tonight, boldly. He wants you to come to him boldly in prayer that my marriage will work, that my business will grow, that my family will prosper, that my job will last. See, he wants you to come boldly before him. You got to stop asking man. Man is only the conduit. Man is only the connection. But you have to know that God wants you to be bold in prayer. And through his son Jesus. See, our communion with him flows the answers prayers. That's when you know that John 15 comes to life. And my brothers, if you're looking for a study, my men out there, John 15, the whole chapter. And get at me and we'll talk about it. John 15. But he is expecting you to know how to get it, John 15, to show it. And as we pray effectively, say this with me tonight, we will see God's miraculous interventions in our circumstances, and we will become true witnesses that God be glorified in our lives. That's where we're going to leave it tonight, knowing that God answers your prayer. My brothers, I love you guys. I thank you for your commitment. There is a battle against this broadcast. I was sitting here listening to Pastor Dwayne pray, and God just showed me. He said, the reason why it's only just you and your diehard 10, and they're out there, like I say, every week you come, is not, you don't have to get on here and pray. In some weeks, I believe it's going to be, even tonight was supposed to be a teaching night, and I shut it down, but I repent. Please forgive me. It won't happen again. Some nights are going to be teaching nights because we really need to know more about prayer and how to make prayer work. But you have to know God is expecting you. You say you're a child of God. You say you believe in him. You're a member of a church. You are sowing your tithes and your offering. You are praying and supplicating, and you're doing the best. You better know that God is going to answer your prayer. No, see, I heard this in the spirit. Somebody said, I still ain't got that car. You better be worrying about that marriage before that car. You better worry about the children and A's across the board before you worry about the house. You better worry about good health and safe environments before you try to spend all your grace and all your favor on something that's going to eventually break down, something that's going to break, eventually break, and something eventually is going to go back from which it came. Let the church say amen. I love you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, my brothers, know that you are God's greatest miracle. And yes, I pray for you daily. That little voice, that little knock on the back of your neck, all that little heat you be feeling, you be like, Pastor E, why am I always thinking about Pastor E? Because I be praying for you. And I know you be praying for me also. Love you guys.
I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear him say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. You've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Somebody said, things are gonna get better. What you gonna do? Hold your head and go. Say, things are gonna get better. Go, hold your head up. I know you're hurting. Things are gonna get better.
me to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better.